couple sues retirement village, denied housing for being gay. Mary Walsh and Bev Nance were rejected by a senior living community outside St. Louis. Now the married couple is suing for discrimination. For Bev Nance, 68, and Mary Walsh, 72, the Friendship Village retirement community near St. Louis seemed like the perfect place to spend their golden years. Nance was excited about the on-site exercise classes and choral group, while Walsh looked forward to organizing some regular bridge games. "We talked about it and agreed that it made a lot of sense," says Walsh, a retired phone company manager who, along with Nance, a former teacher, is a native St. Louisian. But in July 2016, 3 days after the couple had made a $2,000 deposit for a two-bedroom unit, the women say they got a call from the marketing director at Friendship Village. Her first question was, "What's yours and Bev's relationship?" says Walsh, who explained the couple had wed in June 2009, after 31 years together. She said, "Well, I think there may be a problem." 4 days later, the privately owned company rejected their application, claiming the couple's legal union violated the community's cohabitation policy, which reads in part, "The term marriage means the union of one man and one woman, as a marriage is understood in the Bible." "I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach," says Walsh. On July 25th, Walsh and Nance kicked back, suing Friendship Village for housing discrimination. "If either of them were married to a man instead of a woman, this never would have happened," says their attorney, Julie Walensky. "No one should be denied housing simply because of who they are." The case gained national attention after Bravo's Andy Cohen tweeted that Nance, his high school pre-algebra teacher, deserves better. "We all do." While the Friendship Village Board has yet to file a legal response, telling People in a statement, "We are prayerfully and thoughtfully reviewing this issue." Walsh and Nance still hope to move into the 450-resident community. "We've been with non-gay people all of our lives," says Walsh. "If they hadn't brought this up, I think we would have gotten along just fine there."